You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he would not stand for the Liberal leadership again and would leave Parliament if an expected midday party room meeting agrees to spill the leadership. But first, the Prime Minister says he wants to see proof a majority of the party's MPs want a party room meeting.
Now, the House has been adjourned at the request of Mr Dutton, so I now await a letter with the signatures of a majority of the party room, which is 43. If I receive that, then I will convene a new party room meeting.
Mr Turnbull says he is also receiving advice from the Solicitor General on Peter Dutton's eligibility for Parliament. Mr Dutton's eligibility is being examined over his links to two childcare centres, which received public money as of July. He says he has received legal advice to say he is eligible, but Mr Turnbull wants his colleagues to see advice from a higher legal authority.
I cannot underline too much how important it is that anyone who seeks to be Prime Minister of Australia is eligible to be a Member of Parliament, because a minister, let alone a Prime Minister, who is not eligible to sit in the House is not capable of validly being a minister or exercising any of the powers of a minister.
Earlier in the day, the manager of opposition business in the House of Representatives, Tony Burke, narrowly failed in a motion to refer the matter to the Court of Disputed Returns. It potentially could have led to Mr Dutton being disqualified from Parliament. The government then barely passed a motion to dissolve the House for the day in a bid to resolve the leadership chaos ahead of a two-week break. But before the vote, Mr Burke accused government MPs of caring more about their positions than about the Australian public.
No government in living memory has looked at the Parliament, where technically they have a majority, and said, oh no, we'd rather just not be there at all. This is the same day that those opposite use their numbers by a majority of one to protect the person from the High Court who might be in charge of this nation by the end of the day.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten told Parliament the government is just creating more ruin for itself following Mr Dutton's failed leadership bid on Tuesday.
I said on Tuesday that this is a government which had lost the will to live. But I don't even think on Tuesday we could have seen the cannibalistic behaviour of a government who's eating itself alive.
The Senate still proceeded, with Education Minister Simon Birmingham having to act as the leader of the government following 13 resignations, including that of former Senate leader Matthias Cormann. Senator Birmingham was left to outline to the Senate which portfolios he and fellow ministers Nigel Scullion, Maurice Payne and Bridget McKenzie would take questions on during question time.
I will be answering questions in relation to Prime Minister, Treasurer, Finance, Revenue and Financial Services and Special Minister of State.
Order.
In addition to her existing responsibilities, Senator Payne will answer questions in relation to the portfolios of women, Home Affairs, Immigration and Border Protection, Social Services, Attorney General, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, Law Enforcement and Cyber Security, International Development and the Pacific and Human Services. In addition to their existing portfolio responsibilities,
order.
Senator Scullion will answer questions in relation to jobs and innovation and small and family business, the workplace and deregulation, and that Senator McKenzie will take questions in relation to communications and the arts.
It was only a matter of time before the opposition interjected and poked fun at the government's woes. Labor Senator Anthony Chisholm questioned Senator Birmingham about who was the Prime Minister.
My question is to the Minister representing the Prime Minister, whoever that may be. Who is the Prime Minister of Australia?
Yes.
Senator Birmingham.
Malcolm Turnbull.
Taking a step further, opposition Senate leader Penny Wong moved a motion of no confidence in the Turnbull government. The bid failed 35-31, despite Senator Wong telling the upper house it was clear from all the resignations that the government no longer had control.
It is very clear from question time today that Australia does not have a functioning government. Australia does not have a functioning government. We have a rabble of self-interested people masquerading as the representatives of Australia.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale expressed dismay at the government's actions as a whole.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. We had people
people across the country who are suffering, and look at what you're doing. You are so focused on yourselves that you have forgotten what the country elected you to do, and that is to govern for themselves, for them, not for you. Not for you. You don't deserve to govern. You deserve to be turfed out. That's what you deserve.
Samantha Biniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.